Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07 in the morning on a beautiful Thursday, November 6, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year and last, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Paul Maisley, Exeter, Elio Dominic, Scranton, William Danlich, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and letting you know that our commitment to common sense will allow us to provide for all of you a sanctuary of sanity in a world where Nancy Pelosi is lauded. A slime ball like her. Trading, insider trading for decades. And here, she and her husband, Paul, worth $300 to $500 million on the backs of the taxpayers. What disgraceful people. And she's a phony, a liar. I've literally never saw her tell the truth. Never. Not once. I mean, it was so bad it wasn't funny anymore. Her showing up drunk to press conferences and all that. Ugh. Adios. You can't leave soon enough. You're not just stupid and incompetent. You're evil. So now I think about Nancy Pelosi, so thinking about something awful, and we go to something good. And what would that be? Well, on Thursday, that would be the weekend warrior, our man, Sid Hallinan. Sid, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm in a lather, but it's okay. We'll get over it.
Well, you know, that happens. I'm in one every day of the week. So.
Well, I think you taught me.
Nobody wants to listen to me anymore anyway. So.
Well, we're here to listen to you today. All right, we got a Thursday night game. We've got the Saturday college. Well, there's every day college, every night's college, actually. Tell me what strikes your fancy on the, or are you interested in the game tonight?
No interest in tonight's game, Bob. The only game I am interested in on Saturday is a Saturday night game with LSU and Alabama. It's always a big game. Alabama's a 9-point favorite. I'm going to take Alabama in this one.
Would you say LSU is, after firing the coach and all that, would you say that they're dispirited, or might they have a shot of adrenaline by the coach getting dumped?
I think they were weak all season, Bobby. I mean, okay. They won games that they were supposed to win. They had no offense. Nussmeier, a quarterback, was one of the Heisman favorites at the beginning of the year. He's failed to perform. They don't run the football as well as they used to. I just think I can't blame Brian Kelly, but, you know, those are the guys that are going to take the blame for it. I mean, these are the players that he recruited. And, you know, it is a little disappointing. I thought they would have been much better this year. And you look forward to this game with Bama as being a huge game. But Bama's playing real well this last 3 weeks. I'll take Bama minus the 9 over LSU.
All right. Let's go to the pros. What do we got?
Okay, on Sunday, I like the Bears of Chicago, -4 over the New York Giants. The Giants' secondary is destroyed. They're depleted. Caleb Williams should have a big game. The Bears are at home in this one, so I'll take the Bears -4 versus the Giants.
Sid, I don't know what got me on it. The dog kept waking me up last night to go outside. And I got on this thing. If you remember Saturday Night Live, I was thinking about Mike Ditka. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times and hanging around him. And they used to say, all right, Godzilla, Mothra, and somebody else, or Ditka. Who wins? They go, Ditka.
Ditka won all the time.
Still alive. Anyway, the Bears. All right, so the Bears -4. Continue. What else do we got?
Okay, it's a little bit of an upset I'm picking here. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings at home +4.5 over the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens seem to be revived by the return of their quarterback there, who's a very good one, and Lamar Jackson could make a difference. But I like Minnesota in this one. I like Minnesota. They're a home underdog, and that's what makes me like them even more.
Had a hell of a game last week, too, beating Detroit like that.
Yeah, McCarthy played well. So if they could keep this kid healthy, you know, they're going to be pretty good going forward. The next one I like is Tampa Bay at home -2.5 against New England. New England's been playing very well, but they've been beating really the weaker part of their schedule. Now their schedule is going to start to pick up. Tampa Bay had a week off, and I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks -2.5 over the Patriots.
Coaching matters because the New England coach has turned things around substantially.
Oh, man, Mike Vrabel. Yeah. Mike Vrabel is a disciple of Bill Belichick. He played on 3 Super Bowl winning teams. He's turned that around pretty good up there. So, you know, look for New England to continue the rest of the year to play well. But this week I'll take Tampa Bay.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay, we've got Sunday night's game with the L.A. Chargers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, who stole one last week. They played very well against the Colts, but I love the Chargers at home -3 over the Steelers.
Okay. Any other games on your radar?
Okay, Monday night's game with Philly, my Eagles versus the Green Bay Packers, who lost a kind of an embarrassing loss last week to Carolina. It wasn't expected.
Yeah.
I had Green Bay, 13.5 point favor, obviously. Again, this is prejudice. This is betting with my heart, but I'm going to take Philadelphia as a road underdog +2.5 over Green Bay on Monday night.
The Eagles are getting points?
The Eagles are a road underdog, yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Super
so,
Bowl
So, I mean, it's less than a field goal. We'll go with it and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a lot of games there. I like it. You always step out. What's your record so far this year, Sid?
Oh, well, right now it's not too good, Bob. Let's put it this way. The last 2 years it's been better. We're 16-24-1 right now, so We need a good week to start to catch up to 500 here. the pro games have been brutal this year.
Yeah.
I mean, the lines are crazy. You think you have it. College football on Saturday is just getting more difficult. It's like Penn State and Indiana this week. And I wouldn't go near that game.
And
I wouldn't even go to the game even if I had free tickets.
They should get hammered, right?
You know, they should, but there's always that hope that Penn State is going to step up and play a good game, get out of this slump that they're in, and they are in one. I mean, they did not look good last week against Ohio State, and all Ohio State did was play pitch and catch with the quarterback and them two great receivers that they have. Indiana is very, very physical. You would like watching Indiana play. They'll beat you up.
I'm looking forward to watching a different team other than Ohio State and Michigan be the class of the Big Ten. I like that. I like that. The old Big Ten, anyway. Well,
that's what, you know, I keep forgetting your friend's name on the show there, but NIL changed the whole deal.
Chet Parlavecchio said that.
Chet was 100% correct that when you look at Indiana was never even a factor in the Big Ten until last year.
Who's buying these players for Indiana?
I don't know. The money's coming from somewhere. Yeah. The money's coming from somewhere. I can see Texas. They have all that oil money.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, you know, they have a few coins. It's Southern Cal. You can name the schools that are going to dominate forever. It's going to be these schools that have that kind of money to dish out. And, you know, they're saying Arch Manning is not going to go pro. Well, he's making $10 million. I wouldn't go pro yet either.
It's all
right.
Just crazy.
I mean, you know,
I've lost most of my interest in college football. I've lost it because it is professional football. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, that Bula Bula's student body, right? Those days are over.
You know? So I won't catch Sid Hellman with a raccoon coat at the Penn State game.
Yeah,
huh?
We're wearing the raccoon coat. Give it the old college try. Bula Bula.
All right, Sid. Well, thank you, my friend. We'll follow these picks.
Okay, Bob. Nice talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
All right. We'll take a break and be back. Bula Bula.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I learned so much. I thought this is John and Fred and his Playboy band. This date, 1967, they released their hit, Judy in Disguise. I always thought it was Judy in the Sky. So you're learning something every day from our man Murph. Bob Carroll back on the eponymous program. And it's time. Back from the hospital, back on her feet, it's Lorraine from Hazleton, and she's got a poem. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Bob.
How are you? Yeah. I thought I'd excite you with that introduction. I sort of gave a supercharged introduction. I thought Lorraine's going to be all fired up here.
Yeah, I'm fired up, but not in the way I used to be.
Okay. So what do you got? First of all, how are you doing? A lot of people asking.
Not that swift, but hanging in.
But good, I guess good enough to do your job, right?
Well, that's debatable.
Well, we'll see. When you do the poem, we'll be able to tell if you're up to snuff or not.
Well, this is one of the poems that my priest friend favored, because when he came up to see me, and then my other priest, I had two priests up there in intensive care, but he didn't forget this one. He always liked it because it's called My Cotton Candy Sky. Or a little imagination goes a long way.
Okay.
Because when he'd look out the window in the morning, he'd see the pink and blue sky. But here it goes.
Fire away.
Have you ever glanced at something special that made you think of days gone by? For me, it had been shades of pink and blue, which were neatly strewn across the sky. The colors reminded me of bags of cotton candy when I'd see them hanging at a carnival or fair. It seemed as though, no matter where I walked, that they could be noticed dangling everywhere. These pretty colors appeared quite frequently, and then they enlightened my spirits for a while. If others could have seen this special sight, on their faces would have appeared a smile. Therefore, if you think that you notice something unique, don't think too much and wonder why. Please try and use your imagination. You may then also discover your own cotton candy sky.
Nice. Okay. When did you write this?
2016.
Wow. Okay, so we got some dates on these. Very nice.
Yeah, you lucked out today.
Hey, somebody, one of our great listeners, sent me something where you could try to get your poems published. If you're interested, you let me know, and I'll send you, I have to email it to you. email you the thing.
No, you'd have to text it to me.
Well, I can't.
Or call me for... I don't do email.
Well, that's a shame.
Hey, that's at least of my problems. Well, forgive me.
Well, we like it. We like that poem. We're happy you're at least up and about, dear.
Yeah, I'm up. I had to go to the doctor, so at least it gets me out of the house. My
well,
God.
It's a little breezy and a little chilly today, so.
I know. It might blow me over the shape I'm in.
Yeah, so be careful.
I know. I was debating whether to cancel or not. Oh, well.
No, you got to follow. At this point, you got to follow up with everything, Lorraine.
Well, it's a different doctor that I could go. I think I know the outcome.
Well, let's hope it's good.
Well, I almost could predict what he's going to say. So it's nothing internal, it's external. So.
All right.
So they got to see if my eyes are on straight. No, it's not the eye doctor either.
Well, see, you write those nice poems and then you go into these lousy jokes. Your lousy poems.
Stop it.
What?
You're criticizing person you. Well, why should I expect anything different from you?
As well. You know.
Yeah, good. I hope Chauncey gets you up 10 times tonight.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. He's adjusting to his new food. Yeah.
Well, I wish I could adjust to some food. If anybody has any food, send me some food.
All right. Well, thank you, Lorraine. We appreciate it. We appreciate the poem and the effort. We appreciate both.
Yeah, it was an effort, all right. I waited. Oh, okay, well.
Well, that's the nature of the program. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah, and that's the nature of me.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Okay, I guess I better say Fuzzy Wuzzy.
There you go, for Mark Mayer. That's right. Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye now.
Appreciate it. Lorraine from Hazleton. Our sweet Lorraine. Hey, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, we'll finish this half hour with this for November 6th. No one can take my faith from me. If in order to spread the love of Jesus among the poor and neglected, there were no alternative but to remain in a country that despises Christianity, I would remain. But I would not renounce my faith. I am prepared to give up my life, but never my faith. And yes, she was in a country that despised Christianity. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about an event that's going to take place. And we'll have people talk about this as we go forward. We're going to have somebody call in about it. But there's a fiesta at Sterno's, up in North Scranton. The great, great restaurant. Bob Harrington, Mary Regina Perry have a benefit on November 6th, or 16th rather. November 16th, 6 o'clock, Tuesday, November 16th. $30 a person, discounted cash bar. All tips also go to the benefit for the Providence Pregnancy Center. It's an evening of fine Italian cuisine. So the fiesta at Sterna's Tuesday, November 16th, 2025. And I could tell you that when Mary and Bob throw a party, the food's great. That I'll guarantee. All right, but we'll be talking more about that. But just mark it on your calendars. Pencil it in. November 16th, 6 o'clock at Sterna's next Tuesday to benefit Providence Pregnancy Center. All right, could not be a more worthy cause. Could not be the Providence Pregnancy Center. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with our Veterans Tribute and more. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. And as we head to the weekend, we thank Basiliga Hospitality. They have a great event at the Scranton Art House celebrating the new mural by Scranton tomorrow. Just outside that facility. That's Friday night. That's part of First Friday. Mel, you want a bar restaurant? Try the Queen City Tavern if you live up near Oliphant. Or if you just want to check it out, it is really worth it. And then, of course, you've got the truly reimagined neighborhood bar, the Far Street Tavern. Trips Park section of West Scranton on Far Street. And then the Old Brook Inn, 307. Springbrook Township, man, we were there Sunday and can't get enough of it. Tara, I was there Tuesday. Tara 519. Fine dining. The place is just gorgeous, comfortable. The staff is happy, fun. Oh, love it at Tara. Then you want to go to Old World? The Stegmeyer Mansion. Mm-hmm. Great food and an impeccable atmosphere. And guess what? No cover charge tonight at Sergei's, the nightclub. Elio Dominic. I knew Elio. He passed away October 28th of this year. Beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother, uncle, cousin, and friend. Elio leaves behind a legacy of strength, love, and unforgettable presence. Elio was the cherished husband of Josette for nearly 60 years. A proud athlete and veteran, Elio served this country with honor. His life took a romantic turn when he met a beauty in Paris, France, and together they returned here and built a home filled with warmth, laughter, and purpose. He was a man of many talents, a chef whose culinary creations were matched only by the stories he told with vivid detail and heart. To those who knew him, Elio was larger than life. His strength anchored the family. His love shaped their values, and his hard-earned wisdom taught the family resilience. His presence filled every room, and his guidance will echo through generations. We celebrate the extraordinary life he lived and the countless lives he touched. Elio Dominic, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker today. Morning clouds and sprinkles, windy, then sunshine. High of 48. Well, it's already at 47. Partly cloudy tonight, 32 is the low. Friday, partly sunny with a chance of showers by evening, 56. Saturday, morning shower, then partly sunny, 58. Sunday, clouds and sun with a chance of late day showers, 58 degrees. So after a little chilly day today, it'll get better. Hey, 570-883-0098. My apologies. The fiesta at Sterna's, benefiting the Providence Pregnancy Center, is 6 p.m. Tuesday the 18th. My mother texted in and pointed out, and then a bunch of you then texted in. And then along last comes Bulldog, and he tells me the 16th is a Sunday. The event is on a Tuesday. What are you smiling at, Bulldog? What do you... Huh? Oh, he's telling me I have something to play here. But I wanted to correct that before I forgot. It is Tuesday the 18th. That, all right? That's when it is. We'll take a break for this. Go ahead, Bulldog. Joe Cocker. Murph tells us this date, 1968. A remake of the Beatles' great hit with a little help from my friends. It was number one in the United Kingdom. Hey, just the oddest thing came across my desk here. My metaphorical desk. This Friday, there's a drag show at the Geisinger Medical Center. I'm not getting it. It's benefiting the Northeast Pennsylvania Youth Shelter. I have no problem with... Do the drag queen. I have no problem with it. I really don't. But for a youth shelter... To benefit a youth shelter? Who is doing the thinking at the Geisinger Medical School? Wow. Crazy. Jeez. It's what is, though. I don't know. All right, let's go to Joe from Berwick before the break. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Bob. Well... As usual, when I call you, I'm on a roof, and I'm working on a roof today. But
good for anyway, you. Thank you.
Anyway, Bob, the reason I called you, you had mentioned somebody by the name of Biter on your show the other day, and you mentioned that they were connected where they had started Biter's department store in Danville?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you understand exactly what Biter's is and how unique it is.
No,
it's
I do
one
not.
Of the last. Okay, it's in downtown Danville. I've been in there quite a few times. It's one of the last remaining department stores, like the actual department stores. Like remember, Dyschroff's and stuff, and Hazleton.
Mm-hmm. I remember that name. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a two floor store in downtown Danville, and it's just what you remember as a department store, like yeah. you know, household items and all kinds of stuff and some furniture and such. You know, there's nothing like it around, of course, because, you know, Walmart and everything else has taken the place of these places. But he had that store all these years. It's still there and going strong. He really did a great job at getting very unique items in there for people and keeping things at a good price. And that was very helpful. You know, that meant a lot to people who would like live in town and didn't have the means to travel and so forth. So when you mentioned that, you mentioned his name, I wanted to tell you the story behind it. It's really unique what he did.
Biter's Department, and it's still open, Joe?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, when you go down, I don't remember, it's like the main street in Danville. I can't tell you, but if you go right through downtown Danville, what's called their downtown section, it's right there, like where the courthouse is and all the main stuff in town. Actually, yeah. I think it's called Mill Street because I did work on it. So, yeah, it's called Mill Street.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Biter's Department Store. If you're down that way, shop there. We're running out of these great locally owned department stores. Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you. Always, Joe.
Yeah,
be safe on the roof, will you, please? Be safe.
Oh,
it's gusty today.
All right.
All right, man.
All right. Thank
you. He knows how to work hard. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Oh, by the way, I would have thought this was a joke, and I was kidding when I said it. The newspapers are horrible newspapers. They've got headlines in the Standard Speaker, Citizen's Voice, and the Times Tribune featuring Tuesday's election results. When I tell you how horrible these newspapers are, they then go out and as if they want to prove that they're horrible. And they've done well today on that front. We'll take a break and be back. November 6, 1972, Murph says, Loggins and Messina released their hit, Your Mama Don't Dance. And before that, I would love to play a back-to-back of ABC News announcing President Barack Obama reelected and Donald Trump being elected. I would just love to hear the contrast. Oh, my God. If they weren't biased, they wouldn't be anything. And by the way, I noticed this. I don't have much time to talk about it now because I want to get to one more call before the top of the hour. A guy by the name of Giles Stanton. He was a South Abington Township supervisor for 50 years. And he lost re-election by a couple hundred votes up in South Abington Township. But Giles Stanton, I'm telling you, with my old friend Al Lockett, they transformed South Abington Township and did an amazing job. Just Giles, congratulations just for being there for all those years and doing a great job and keeping politics out of South Abington. He was a dedicated Republican, but he kept politics out of the governance in South Abington Township. Giles Stanton, he lost that election, but, you know. And by the way, John Hambrose, nice guy, good guy. I know him a long time. He used to write for the newspaper. And he was the Democrat who won. But just kudos to Giles Stanton for all his service. And it was service. Let's go to Fred from West Pittston on Nancy Pelosi.
Bob, you could clearly see there's something wrong with Nancy Pelosi mentally. You could clearly see that, right?
Yes. Oh, I've seen it for decades.
Yes.
She's a sick ticket, sick puppy.
She pretends she's an actor. Here's what I think had happened. 1964, she went for the part, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and Betty Davis got it.
Where did you get this from, Fred?
She went to Woodstock, and she Ray Slick, and she had a purple pill, and they found her in a job, Johnny, a day later. And after that, the father said, "That's it. You're going into politics." And that's when she destroyed all of us.
Oh, thanks, Lord. She was a... Yes, thank you, Fred. She was a true scourge. He was a scourge. Somebody takes in, I worked with Giles Stanton at Thompson Consumer Electronics in Dunmore. Great guy. And when we go up to Cutie's brother's house, we drive by the Stanton nursery up there on Layton Road. Ah, Giles Stanton. Good guy. Good guy. He's got a, that's a political career to be proud of. And probably because he wasn't political, that's why he could be proud of it. From Rich McHale, he says, Bob, just throwing it out there, our electorate isn't educated enough to vote. I'd say some voters outside of New York City actually looked for Mamdani on the ballots. Now that's scary. Somebody said, are you saying Nancy Pelosi did the brown acid? Yeah. What was that line? The brown at Woodstock. The brown acid is not specifically good, or something to that effect. She did. I think she used to get vodka injected in her veins. Oh, just an awful person. What she and she's actually saying. She actually was saying the other day. That's why it's appropriate that she's stepping off the stage. She said that Donald Trump is the worst thing in the world. And they were mocking her. Said, well, worse than hurricanes? Worse than, yes. Donald Trump's the worst thing that ever happened. Sick, sick clown. Really, just a clown. Ugh. A disgusting human being. And again, she's indefensible, not only for her policy positions, but her statements and her divisiveness and her attacks on anybody who opposed her, and then on using inside information for her and her husband to accumulate $300 to $500 million. Unbelievable. Somebody said, hey, Bob, how come the media hasn't shown that clip of Mayor Zohan doing the Nazi salute over and over again at the end of the speech like they did for Elon Musk? I know. You hear it on our own news here. It's what it is. It's what it is. It's disgraceful. It's biased. And this Mondami, I'm telling you, if the powers of the mayor of New York were not limited, he would have that city destroyed in its first term. We'll see. Because of the limitations, I explained this to you back when New York State had to bail New York City out, the 1970s, under Mayor Beam. A lot of restrictions were placed with the governor, basically, Nelson Rockefeller at the time. And that means they can't do a lot of things that he's claiming he's going to do. Now, Albany is run like a left-wing lunatic and loony bin. So you never know what they're going to advance. But he can't do it on his own. There are some breaks, thank God. All right, we got to take a break. You know why? Because my Bacardo Jewelers watch says 11:02. And that means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes. Biased as it may be, we'll listen to that. And we will come back. Club for Common Sense, the Bob Cordaro Show, after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.